The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your hands, because your redemption is at hand. Beware of your hearts. Do not become drowsy, for carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, this Sunday we begin the season of Advent, a new liturgical year. Advent is the time of preparation. It is a preparation for coming of Christ Jesus at Christmas. When we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the first coming of Jesus, Advent is also preparation time for the second coming of Jesus at the end of time. Jesus will one day come again in glory to judge living and the dead, as we profess every Sunday at Nicene Creed. Advent is a time to be reminded of the fact and prepare ourselves. The prophet Jeremiah here speaks of a time of fulfillment promised by the Lord. At this time, a descendant of King David will come forth to restore justice. It says in the first reading, "Just shoot will bring fulfillment and bring peace to the people of Israel." This promise were fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is the descendant of King David and reigned as the King of Kings. As we enter into the season of Advent, we are preparing to celebrate this fulfillment that came about at the Incarnation. When God took flesh and dwelt among us, Christians believe that Jeremiah waiting and hope were fulfilled. Jesus, it is equally a time of restoration of our hope and faith. Jesus comes to liberate us from shame and sorrow. For us as Christians and Catholics in particular, it means of expectation and preparation for the Lord's birth. That is why St. John the Baptist, it says, "A voice calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord." In the second reading also references the second coming of Jesus. Apostles calls us to be blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Holiness, in holiness of life in our world today, appears to have lost its meaning. Yet, it is a necessary condition for seeing and meeting the Lord when he comes, because without holiness, no man can see the Lord. Yes, my dear friends, the way to prepare for Jesus' return, therefore, is to grow in holiness. This means conforming our lives more and more to the will of God. It means growing in love. The more we grow in love, the more we grow in holiness. For God is love. Love is an action. It involves willing the good of others and obeying God's commandments. The Christian life is really all about love and properly understood. Thus, to prepare for Jesus' second coming, along with preparing to celebrate his first coming at Christmas. So, my dear friends, we must prepare and equip ourselves with good virtues like the bride waiting for her groom. Today's gospel reading, Jesus himself calls us to prepare for his second coming. It calls us to be awake and watchful. Therefore, this is a call for us to intensify and strengthen our prayer life. This is because the prayer purifies the soul and casts away all fears. It prepares and strengthens us in joyful hope. Jesus warned his disciples about the signs in the heaven and on earth before the Son of Man comes in glory. He says, "Stay alert and pray for strength to endure and stand before him." Again he says, when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your head because your redemption is at hand. Yes, my dear friends, Jesus wants us to face the future with God's providence. Therefore, as a family, this Advent offers us the opportunity tonight in prayer as we wait for the Lord. Let us engage ourselves in an intensive prayer. We must prepare together as family through prayer. May our Lord find us awake and be ready when he comes in glory. That is why the psalmist says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." He describes his return in a language of prophet Daniel when saying that they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus exhorts his followers to be prepared, remain awake and vigilant in order not to be caught by surprise when Jesus returns. So, my dear friends, if we are prepared, the return of Christ will be a joyous day. For on that day, our redemption will be at hand. Therefore, the second coming of Christ is something to look forward to it. If we are, however, unprepared, then Jesus' return will catch us like a trap. It will be the cause of great fear, for it will be the day of our judgment. Therefore, let us not pound drowsy in our faith. Let us not be caught up in the anxieties of our daily life. Rather, let us focus our lives on what really matters, knowing, loving, and serving God. This is all that will matter in the end. So, my dear friends, through prayer, however we find strength and consolation in Jesus' words and in His continuing presence within us, to endure all things and to witness to the action of God in our world. So, as a person says, Christ could be born thousands of times in Bethlehem, but all in vain until He is born in us. Jesus must reborn in our hearts and our lives during the season of Advent and every day of our lives in love, mercy, forgiveness, and kindness. Now I am going to bless the Advent wreath. It symbolizes God's eternal love for us. The circle of wreath represents the never-ending love of God, and the evergreen branches speak of life that continues even the darkest season. The four candles represent 4 weeks of the Advent. So, my dear friends, as we approach Christmas, reminded that the light of Christ dispelled the darkness in our life. Amen.